You know, there are never going to be political solutions for spiritual problems. And it doesn't matter who gets elected. It doesn't matter what the economics are. It doesn't matter at all, actually, what the structure of government is, if you don't have the consciousness of interconnectedness that leads to compassion and empathy and doing for others, instead of just focus on what you can do for yourself. And so all the problems in the world today, that is the human created problems, are based on, every single one of them, is based on the idea of separation. The idea that I am disconnected from you because I am separate. I'm a separate person. And therefore, as some people say, they can take from you and they can win and you can lose. And then they're the winner and you're the loser and they got ahead. Okay? So that's the way most people think in finance and economics. That's arguably the way that Trump thinks about international, you know, geopolitics, etc. I'm not saying that it's a horrible policy in every situation, but if that's the way we view the world as a whole, then we can never really achieve the level of universal love and recognition of life and human compassion and cooperation that is necessary to move our world forward, necessary for humanity to be uplifted and empowered. And also, we'll never have liberty either. Because, you know, when a tyrant takes away power from an individual, that tyrant is doing so from a position of separation, right? The tyrant thinks, hey, I can gain power as I take it from this person. Transfer power from them to me, you know? Mwahaha. This is the way tyrants think. Because, again, they are coming from a worldview of separation. They don't understand the interconnectedness. They don't understand that when they make you less free, they make themselves less free. A good example of this, something I've talked about before, is, you know, Susan Wojcicki. She was the CEO of YouTube. YouTube is a tech platform with Google that censors people who tell the truth about cancer cures. And Susan Wojcicki ran a lot of that censorship. She was very pro-censorship, all in with the globalists, and she said we have to censor people who talk about the truth about vaccines or cancer or history or anything. She thought that she could gain while she caused other people to lose. And wouldn't you know it, it turns out that she died of cancer. She died of cancer that I believe could have been reversed with information that I could have posted on YouTube, except I've been banned, and so have many other channels that tell the truth about cancer. So here's a case where Susan Wojcicki, in my view, thought she was separate and thought she was in control and in power, and she could take and she could suppress, and then she ended up being killed by a disease that she could have solved if she had simply allowed other people to express freedom. Think about that. Think about how profound that realization is, and also how dangerous it is in our world when people are tyrants and they think they are separate from other people. They think they can get away with separation. They think they can win while you lose, like I said. So that's just one example. There are many other examples. There are all kinds of Google employees who are dying of cancer or who died from the vaccines, and they all work there while they push censorship. They were all complicit in it, and they paid the price of their censorship with their lives. They paid with their lives. So the evolution of human consciousness has to expand to where we understand that we are all connected, and that if you censor one person, you are censoring yourself. If you punish this person, you're punishing yourself. Now, obviously, there might be, you know, self-defense situations where you have to punish somebody in order to stop them from carrying out violence against your person or, you know, your family or your dog or whatever. And that's understandable, but yet regrettable. And some people are pure pacifists who would not even defend themselves, even if they were attacked. And that's even a pure vibration of peace, in a sense, although that's not my, I would defend myself. You know that. I would absolutely defend myself, but I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not looking to have to ventilate somebody with, you know, 5.56 rounds. It's just that I am prepared to do so if necessary, if I am in imminent danger. And in order to stop that threat, if I need to do that, well, yeah, I would be prepared to do it, but I would not be happy that I was forced into doing it, you see. I wouldn't celebrate that. Well, there's some people who wouldn't do it at all. They would rather be killed than have to kill somebody else. And that's a respectable position. I don't condemn people who have that belief. That's their personal choice. I don't share it, but at least I understand where they're coming from. But look at the situation with Israel right now. So Israel thinks that, hey, if we could just slaughter and genocide all these Palestinians, we could take their land and take their homes and resources, take their rivers and their olive tree farms, etc. We win, they lose. We'll genocide them out of existence. We'll take their land. That's the low vibration consciousness on which the Zionists are operating right now. And it's the lowest of the low vibration. It's a vibration of murder and death and suffering and starving children, etc. It's pure evil. Most of us would say it's pure evil. What if instead, you know, what if not just in Israel, but elsewhere, all around the Middle East and around the world, if humanity's consciousness were able to be uplifted to the point where we say, hey, I want to live in a world of peace, and I'm willing to coexist with other people. They may be different races, they may be different religions, they may have different beliefs, they may talk differently, you know, whatever. I'm okay with that. I don't need to exterminate them in order to feel okay about myself. Why? Because we are all connected. That they reflect me, I reflect them. Even though we are different, we tend to reflect each other. We have a lot of commonalities. We all want to love and protect our families. We all want to experience joy. We all want security, and most people want peace. I mean, not the psychopaths who are the neocons, etc. They want war, but, you know, they're demons. Humans, most humans want peace. They want to be left alone to grow their food and teach their children, you know, drive their cars or whatever. Decorate their front lawn. You know, people just want to be left alone for the most part. So in order to achieve that, we have to get past this idea that, let's say, government is separate from its people, that government rules over the people, that the people are the subjects, but the government is the authority. And the government tells you what you're allowed to do, what you're allowed to say, how you're allowed to think. And back in the day, how you're allowed to worship also, because the state was the church. In most of the history of Western Europe, the state was the church, or the church was the state. That's not true in America since, you know, 1791, but it's true in a lot of countries around the world, including religious fundamentalist type of countries. The state is the church, or the state is the temple, or the state is the mosque, you see. But we've got to get past that separation. And that is not going to happen with elections, it's not going to happen with economics, it's not going to happen with technology. It's only going to happen with a consciousness revolution. And the consciousness revolution has to happen, and I don't know what's going to spark it, but it needs to reshape every religious belief around the world, because even Christianity is also very limited. It doesn't allow for the existence or the eternal existence of about 70% of the world's population. You know, Christianity believes that 70% of the world, all those people are going to burn in hell for eternity because they don't confess Christ as their savior. Only about 30 to 31% of the world's population is Christian. There's another large chunk that's Muslim. There's another large chunk that's Hindu. And then there are much smaller pieces that are either atheists or Buddhists. Jews are 0.2% of the world population. So Judaism is a very tiny religion in terms of population. Christianity is a very large religion, but it's not a religion that teaches acceptance of the other religions, like I just mentioned, Islam or Hinduism or Buddhism, etc. So we've got to get past that. We've got to get to what you might call a universal Christ type of energy, which is that love and God are universal. Consciousness is universal. Human dignity must be universally respected. This is the only way we get to a world without suffering and without wars and without, you know, government corruption and tyranny, authoritarianism and censorship, etc. And like I said, I don't know what's going to spur that revolution or evolution in consciousness, but I've interviewed people who believe that something is changing just in the position of our solar system in the Milky Way galaxy. Something is shifting that is going to lift some kind of control grid energy system that is currently suppressing human consciousness. Now, I don't know that I believe that theory entirely. I mean, I haven't studied it. I don't have enough information to make a decision on that, but I'm open to that idea. Maybe that's exactly what's happening. Maybe there's even a simpler explanation. Maybe we're all being, I mean, I've talked about the war on cognition. We're all being mass poisoned by chemtrails, fallout, heavy metals. Many people have been poisoned by fluoride. Many people are poisoned by 5G radiation, electromagnetic pollution. There are all kinds of things happening that are a form of pollution, and maybe that's a control grid that's suppressing our spiritual advancement right now. And possibly if those things are lifted, then we might just naturally and spontaneously express our normal God-given consciousness, which would be enough uplifting from the current level of consciousness. And maybe we would begin to see ourselves in each other. Maybe we would begin to recognize God in all living things. And then maybe animal cruelty would end. Maybe cruelty against nature would end. Maybe cruelty against fellow human beings could also end. Maybe wars would end. See, if we don't change human consciousness, there will continue to be wars. And when humans operate on greed and selfishness and taking, like, give me all your resources, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to take them, right? And that's, you know, it's an animalistic type of attitude. It's the way that dogs might steal food from each other if they can get away with it. But humans shouldn't be behaving as just simple barbaric animals, even though mostly we do. Instead, what if human beings began to behave like the spiritual beings that we are? Then we wouldn't be feeding the military-industrial complex. And importantly, we would be thinking about all of the ramifications of our own actions. So instead of investing in like defense contractor companies and thinking, hey, I'm just going to make a profit as they're building bombs, but I'm not the one building the bombs, so morally it's okay as long as I make money, blah, 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 right? You've heard that. Maybe you've even thought that. But that's a separation attitude. When you understand the holistic connection between everything, then you would realize I cannot, in good conscience, I cannot invest in a weapons manufacturer because that would mean that I'm helping to supply capital so that they can build bombs to be dropped on children, possibly in Gaza, let's say, or elsewhere. You cannot own stock in Boeing. You cannot own stock in Raytheon and be a Christian person or a good person. You cannot. And the other weapons companies, because you are funding violence against innocent people. And it's critical to look at that entire, let's say that the cause and effect sphere, or the domino effect, the ripples of your actions. How do they impact others? And where you choose to put your money really matters. The human condition will not change until this changes, that is consciousness. And this revolution in consciousness cannot happen as long as people cling to their old belief systems and their rituals and their very narrow-minded systems of exclusion, some of which are tied to organized religion, some of which are tied to cult-like belief in government, some of which are tied to cult-like belief in the science, etc. In every area, a certain group of people want to centralize and control everything. They want to have power just for themselves, and they want to block out everybody else or condemn everybody else or wage war on everybody else. And the answer to that, which occurs with the consciousness revolution, is that you begin to shift your focus outside of yourself to your impact on others. How do your actions impact the people around you? How do they impact the world? How do they ripple through? Since our actions are paid forward, positively or negatively, what are you paying forward? If you steal from others, you're paying forward, you know, fear and desperation and an energy of lacking money or goods or whatever. And so you're just going to propagate that idea of scarcity and dishonesty. But if you give to others, then you are paying forward an idea of abundance. And I've spoken about this in my Bible sermons, actually. Last year, I talked about God's economy and how it is an economy of abundance, that it's not rooted in scarcity. It's not rooted in I win, you lose. It's rooted in abundance, which is that we all win. And that's the way nature works. You can plant as many seeds as you want, mustard seeds or any kind of seeds. You know, to speak with a biblical reference to Jesus of Nazareth, you can plant seeds for food. You can plant seeds for ideas. You can plant seeds of spirituality, which is what Christ was actually talking about. And those seeds then can grow into an unlimited amount of abundance for all human beings. There is no scarcity other than the scarcity we artificially create. That's a critical, critical point that we have to understand. Scarcity is created by humans, not by nature. And we can have everything that we want if we learn to live with each other and learn to coexist and learn to upgrade our consciousness. And it's very exciting to me to be able to finally get to a point where I can start discussing these things publicly, because I've had this kind of belief system for a long, long time, decades, and I haven't been able to really nail it down or describe it accurately or talk about it. I tried to do that last year with the Bible sermons and got distracted into the, you know, comet impact theory and things like that, which is fine. And I did cover a lot of foods in the Bible, which is also fine. I mean, you know, still very informative. But what I really need to do is what I'm doing now, is to talk about the Christ-like consciousness that humanity must reach for and must attain in order for us to radically revolutionize our world. And at that point, if we are able to succeed in that, which will be, of course, a consciousness revolution, not even a religious or spiritual revolution, but a consciousness revolution that is recognizing the interconnectedness of all of us, then all the other problems dissolve away. War vanishes on its own. You don't have to actively stop war. The war would stop by itself as humans see in each other the suffering that war causes. Corruption would stop. You know, greed and selfishness would stop. And people would become more generous, more loving, more compassionate. And everything in our society would improve. And it's not at the expense of giving up your personal liberty or freedom. You always have the choice to behave in any way you want, but you will choose to behave in a way that reflects higher vibration consciousness, because that is the way that is actually more aligned with the structure and the laws of the universe. This is how God actually created the universe. We are all connected. May the force be with you, you know, that kind of thing. It's true. The force is with all of us. And that force is essentially, you know, consciousness and all of the different properties that consciousness exhibits. So think about these issues. I'll be talking about this a lot more, and I'll be launching some new expanded I don't know if you call them sermons or lessons, spirituality, exploration, interviews, and all kinds of things coming later this year. I really look forward to bringing you that. And it's all rooted in this idea of the consciousness revolution, universal love, universal Christ, in the sense that Christ is God. God is love and light and compassion and consciousness and connectedness and healing and truth and all these other things. And that or those properties are infused in each and every one of us. They permeate us. They, in many ways, define us. And they are part of the reason why humanity can be beautiful. Humanity doesn't have to be ugly. There's a lot of ugliness in the world, and that's not the human side expressing itself. That's the separation anti-human side. All right, so stay tuned. I'll have a lot more for you at Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Take care. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like, look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay, real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder. A little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure. But everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans, and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope, because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well, and it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the, you know, miraculous molecules of green tea. And here, you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of a whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. You can take them on an airplane.
You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient, but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.